With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. In Los Angeles, two people have been found dead in a home owned by actor-director Rob Reiner. Still no official word from the police on the identities of the dead. Now, though, the Associated Press reporting the dead do include Reiner and his wife, Michelle. LAPD Director, Chief of Detectives, Alan Hamilton.
The current death investigation that is being conducted by the Los Angeles Police Department is going to be handled by the Homicide Special Section of Robbery Homicide Division of the Los Angeles Police Department.
In Sydney, Australian authorities say two gunmen opened fire on a crowded beach. 15 people killed, 42 more wounded. Authorities in Providence, Rhode Island say they did have a person of interest in custody after that shooting at Brown University. That person, though, has been released. Two students are dead, 9 wounded. At the White House, President Trump sent his condolences to the victims.
To the 9 injured, get well fast, and to the families of those 2 that are no longer with us, I pay my deepest regards and respects from the United States of America.
Major weekend storm dumping heavy snow in parts of the Northeast, causing flight delays and some slick roads.
The storm began Saturday and dropped several inches of snow around the New York, New Jersey metro area. Light snow also fell over parts of New England. Crews in New Jersey and New York are working to clear roads. The weather has caused a delay of more than 1,000 flights and the cancellation of more than 100 others.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. In the meantime, forecasters say Arctic air sweeping south from Canada. That made Sunday the coldest morning of the season in a number of states. This is SRN News. A new poll on immigration and religion.
The Public Religion Research Institute reports that on the question of whether to allow illegal immigrants to become U.S. citizens, majorities of all major faith groups say yes, except for white evangelical Protestants, of which only 46% support the proposal. As for President Trump's efforts to deport people who are in this country illegally, white evangelical, white mainline Protestants, and white Catholics all support what he is doing. Michael Harrington reporting.
Abortion will be on the ballot in a couple of states next year. Nevada's government will ask residents to approve an amendment that would enshrine abortion in the Constitution for a second time as required by state law. The same measure passed in 2024. Virginians will likely see a similar ballot initiative. Last month, voters there cemented a majority for Democrats in the state legislature. This is SRN News. Deadly airstrikes on a hospital in Myanmar, and officials say there are dozens of casualties, and those numbers could likely climb as search teams go through the rubble. We have more on the story now from correspondent Rika Ann Garcia.
Myanmar's military government has acknowledged that there was an airstrike on a general hospital in the western Rakhine state. It's been reported that the airstrike killed more than 30 people, including patients, medical staff, and children. In a statement published by a state-run newspaper, the military claimed that armed groups, including the Arakan Army and the People's Defense Force, had used the hospital as a base. It stated that the airstrike was part of a counter-terrorism operation, and that those killed or injured were opposition fighters and their supporters. The UN condemned the attack as part of a broader pattern of strikes targeting civilians. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
And more details at srnnews.com.